leading to hundreds of crashes. And even basic have stopped. Electronics dying all over. The announcement cut out in a harsh crackle of static. Shannon winced and pawed at the console until she managed to connect with the knob to turn the radio off. Technology breakdown in Washington. That would have the politicians and the National Guard up in arms, but it had nothing to do with her. Shannon shrugged, then focused her attention on rounding the last corner to the loading zone. There were two other trucks in line ahead of her. Shannon scowled, annoyed but not surprised. She'd known other trucks might arrive first. It was the risk she'd taken, stopping to fill up her tank before finishing her run. On the plus side, she wouldn't be stuck waiting for gas afterward, when there were likely to be more trucks on the road, and more trucks and cars at the truck stop. The time spent waiting now meant she could buy a cup of coffee or tea inside and get something that didn't taste like oil-tainted paint thinner or grass-flavored water. She pulled into one of the long truck parking spaces near the loading and unloading bays and shut the truck down before grabbing her jacket, bag, and phone. Its screen blinked up at her. There were three calls from an unfamiliar number, and over a half dozen missed calls from a number labeled DS. Her scowl this time was much more heartfelt. DS. Dennis Sullivan. Her stubborn, irritating, and overly irritable witness protection officer. Why he was calling her so insistently when they'd had their weekly check-in a few days ago, she'd no idea. She called him back, but the call dropped before he even picked up. With a sigh, she stuffed the phone into the pocket of her denim jacket, slid her arms into the sleeves, and picked up the clipboard with her paperwork on it. She'd have to try him again later. She closed and locked the cab, then began making her way around to the main entrance of the store. She knew from long experience that this store didn't let people come through the service entrances unless they wore an employee badge. She made her way around the end of the building and through the sliding automatic double doors of the nearest entrance. Just inside was a young 20-something man with faint smudges under his eyes, an overbright smile, and a name tag saying Rick. Shannon pegged him as a college student surviving on coffee and too little sleep while working to pay his tuition. She moved toward him.
I need the manager.
The young man's face fell, and she belatedly realized how the request likely sounded. She held up her clipboard.
I've got a truck out back.
Need him to sign off on the delivery of dry grocery goods. Rick's expression cleared with visible relief.
Oh, Mr. Moshier's somewhere around here, I think. That's Noah Moshier, our day shift general manager. I can have someone page him if you need me to.
There was no guarantee that having the man paged would be any faster than finding him herself. She shook her head.
Noah Moshier? Yes, ma'am, Rick nodded.
She knew where the management offices were and headed in that general direction, detouring toward the freestanding coffee shop near the front doors. She spent 10 minutes in line, picking up a medium chai latte to offset the chill of the morning and provide a much-needed dose of caffeine. Cup in hand, she strolled down the row between the grocery area and the clothing section, eyes traveling over the selection in the women's department as she made a mental list of what she might want to pick up before she got back on the road. She needed new jeans, and maybe a new shirt or two. Or three. And more shampoo and soap. Hotel and travel stop soaps worked well enough, but she liked to use gentler or scented products on occasion. There were plenty of jeans, as long as she could find a pair of size 10 petite with a comfortable waistline. Plenty of shirts in every size, so she'd have no problem with that. Maybe she'd pick up some socks and other essentials while she was at it. The cup was half-emptied by the time she made her way to the back. Clipboard in hand, she stood outside the office and peeked through the half-shuttered windows to see if there was anyone inside.